The feast which we celebrate today is a very important one for those of us who are theologians, and of course, especially for those of us who are Trinitarian theologians. I remember as a young seminarian when I was preparing not only for ordination, but also to write my dissertations for my first and my second theological doctorates. And basically, the Holy Father was the one who chose the topic. I didn't. I was fine with whatever I was given. I looked to St. Hilary very much, because St. Hilary, who was a bishop who suffered tremendously horrible persecutions and exile, because of his teaching of the faith, this was the 4th century when the horrible Arian heresy had taken over the whole church, with a few exceptions. St. Athanasius and St. Eusebius of Vercelli were among the few others that were not heretics. So, I mean, it was a very difficult situation. But St. Hilary concentrated and wrote over 100 books, as they are called, but they are part of one volume today, still here, on the Trinity, De Trinitate. And, of course, this was one of the first things I read in order to prepare myself. And, of course, St. Augustine, who admired St. Hilary very much, also wrote on De Trinitate, about the Trinity. And so this topic, which is immense and most difficult, that most would not even dare to touch. I remember when I registered for my doctorate in the office of the Angelicum, University of St. Thomas Aquinas in Rome, the secretary said, "You are a rare bird." And I said, "What?" And he said, "Yes, very, very few people would dare to touch this subject. And on top of that, you have chosen as your mentor the most difficult priest on the faculty and in probably the whole world, Father Albert Papfort, who is now deceased, who was a master of theology in the Dominican order, which is higher than a doctor in the Dominican order." And so, and he was very, very, very strict. I still have all his notes. You know, there were too many to follow. But St. Hilary wrote about the Trinity and was persecuted. And among the persecutions, he found time to raise the dead. Now, if you can raise the dead, you must be holy in some way or other. I haven't done that yet, but nor do I pretend to. But he was a very great saint. And of course, one of the things that's confusing to people is that in this day and age, in America, a very corrupt country, we have to be admitting to it no matter what, people think Hillary is a woman's name. Hillary is a man's name. And of course, we say Hillary in English, but in Latin it's Hilarius. And it comes from the word for joy, for good-humored. The Lord says in the Gospel, "Hilarem datorem diligit Deus." The Lord loves a cheerful giver. Hilare datorem, cheerful. And so St. Hilary was cheerful in his sufferings, as we need to pretend to be, to present to him our petition, to be indeed cheerful, despite all the difficulties, all the sufferings that we have in life, which are more than I can possibly relate, nor will I. So today we celebrate this feast of St. Hilary of Poitiers. First of all, he was a Catholic, then he was married, then they separated in order for them to be able to follow their vocations, because God sometimes changes vocations in the midst, especially the vocation of holy matrimony. It has its use, and then when it's over, it's over. And God, in a very few instances, has done this. And so he and his wife receive permission from each other and from the superiors to leave each other, her to become a nun, he to become a priest. And then later on, he was chosen to be Bishop of Poitiers. And he was, of course, friends with the great, great bishops of early France, those bishops that made France the eldest daughter of the church, which of course today she deserves it not, but she still is. And so we pray for France today as well. And we pray for all those who are not cheerful, who have many crosses and many sufferings, and cannot be cheerful because of that. So may St. Hilary enlighten us all and bring us to a greater love and knowledge, especially of the greatest and deepest mystery of the Catholic faith, the Holy Trinity. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.